Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
King Vaughn and his sister and his kids.
This is Charleston White, a scrawny 46-year-old man who downright disses dead rappers.
Man, nah, I ain't apologizing to sh**. Nipsey Hussle.
Tells on gang members and gets them locked up.
We made sure PMG, Percy Jr. PMG, he won't be home for about another 15 years. So we ain't got to worry about PMG no more.
20 years. Ooh, that's a long
And publicly wishes death on all Bloods and Crips.
Death to all Crips and Bloods. Death to all GDs and BDs.
Videos like these are a surefire way to attract a massive audience, potentially racking up hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views. But what's even more astonishing is that despite the controversial things and the drama that comes from it, he somehow manages to avoid any serious consequences. And this is how Charleston White became the most feared man in the hip-hop community. In early 2022, a man by the name of Charleston White began getting tons of promotion from sites like Academics, Say Cheese TV, and DJ Vlad for his wild hot takes. Now, these weren't your ordinary hot takes. These ones cut deep. It all started when a World Star video surfaced from a live stream he did in February of 2020, showing him on his way to snitch on a local Crip set.
I came up to tell on the Harvard Street Crip. They are the ones responsible for the violence over there on the south side, that they the ones getting the little kids the guns. They need to be eradicated and removed off our streets. While we waiting on a gang unit right now, I'm finna tell gang unit everything I know about these niggas.
Snitching has become a controversial phenomenon over the past few years. For those who don't know, snitching is when someone tells the police about someone else's illegal activities so that they themselves can get a lighter punishment or avoid trouble altogether. The person who does this is known as a snitch, a label that is so bad it can literally blackball you and end careers, or even get you killed in some circumstances. But for Charleston, he didn't care. He advocated snitching to the nth degree.
I want to snitch, I want to tell, whatever they call telling me snitching. I want to do it, and I want to make it cool to do it.
After seeing how people were amazed by this random guy putting his life on the line to take on the gangs on their own turf, he realized it was a perfect recipe to go viral in today's climate with social media. And so he continued to take it further and further, and would constantly call the police on more gangs. People loved it. The videos were often met with laughing emojis, claiming he's the funniest dude on YouTube. He did it so much that the internet gave him the name Rat Williams, since his personality and looks was very similar to the famous comedian Cat Williams. But this, of course, came at a cost.
In the beginning, I never wanted to be funny. And if you would make a laughing face while I was doing a video, I would cuss you out.
Who are they laughing?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Saying nothing funny, bitch. The internet tricked me into becoming a comedian. They would say things like, look at his eye. He look like Cat Williams. That's Rat Williams. So rather than me being insulted by that, I took that and made Rat Williams my internet character.
Eventually, Charleston would have gang members threaten him for constantly snitching. Yet Charleston wasn't really scared, claiming all of the threats he got were solely made online and that there was never any truth to their statements.
I was being threatened by some local gang members.
Seems like you get threatened a lot.
Yeah. Online, though.
Okay.
Never in person.
However, Charleston's plan was never to grow a brand or become a comedian or be funny. And he had a much deeper purpose upon starting his content creating journey. Before ever going viral, Charleston was well known by his hometown of Fort Worth, Texas, for being a community activist. And his dream was to inspire young kids to stay out of criminal activity. He himself came from a pretty dark past. He was locked up for 7 years in 1991 at the age of 14. After he aided a murder of a man named Michael Levy, who tried to stop him and his friends from stealing starter jackets from a local Foot Locker.
September 16th, I went on a crime spree. September 18th, that crime spree led to a guy by the name of Michael Levy losing his life. I just wanted to steal some jackets so I can have me a starter jacket to wear. All I had to do was go home, man, and ask my mama to buy me one. In the process of us running out, there was a white guy by the name of Michael Levy in the parking lot working on his car. He saw what was happening, saw us running out, and tried to stop us. He ran, jumped on top of the car, started hitting the windshield. I handed him the gun and instructed him to shoot Mr. Levy. He shot Mr. Levy. We drove away laughing.
Once he was caught, Charleston was sentenced to 12 years for murder, where he served time in juvie for the remainder of his childhood and teenage years. It was here where Charleston joined the Rolling 60 Crips while he was inside, eventually becoming a gang leader before being released at the age of 21. Once he was released in 1998, Charleston chose to leave the gang life behind and completely changed who he was as a person. This transformation began when the family of the man he and his friends had taken the life of forgave him. He also formed connections with some of the correctional officers who saw his potential to make a positive change while locked up. These pivotal moments are what Charleston credits as the starting point of his journey from a gang member to a passionate advocate for law and order.
So to be forgiven, some changed on the inside of me for what those people done and what that family had said to me.
His time behind bars helped him discover his passion for sharing his own story and inspiring young individuals who grew up in equally challenging neighborhoods to steer clear of gangs and criminal activities. One thing he realized was that gangs are something that should be eradicated, as he believes that they are the ultimate disgrace of the black community. He also thinks that gangs are what ruined rap music, as most rappers began to make murder songs and influence the community.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
To engage in more violence.
Gang banging came before gangster rap.
And then the rap perpetuated it.
And solidified it, yeah. Okay. Just the propaganda, the fuel to it.
In fact, jail even made Charleston a firm believer that prison has been the best thing for black people since civil rights. And he even recommends spending 2 to 4 years in prison or the military over going to college.
The American prison system has been one of the greatest tools used to preserve black life,
into build strong black, law-abiding, pro-social black men. I recommend prison or the military. I don't recommend college. I believe all black boys coming out of inner city should spend at least 2 years in prison, but 4 years in the military. You pick, but you're going to one.
Upon leaving prison, Charleston would take his passion even further and began studying criminal justice at a Texas university for 3 years. And then he launched a foundation named HYPE in 2014. HYPE stands for Helping Young People Excel and aims to teach young kids the dangers of gang life by trying to show them a better way. Intent on keeping his kids away from the street life that almost claimed him, Charleston's time as a community activist is definitely something to be admired. However, this direction was just a bit too wholesome. And Charleston realized that if he really wanted to get his message out to the masses, he was going to have to cross some boundaries and really get under people's skin. A great example of Charleston getting under people's skin was the moment he began speaking to King Von. There's literally thousands of clips you can find of Charleston absolutely disrespecting the now deceased rapper from Chicago, and some of them are hard to watch.
F*** you, and f*** your hood in Chicago, and everything King Von stand for. Stop on his head, King Von dead.
Stop speaking on Nip and Von. F*** Nip and Von. King Von. King Von. F*** old block.
Yeah, I'm beefing with the old block now. King Von. You don't do nothing.
Although these comments are extremely harsh, Charleston's reasoning behind them were kind of valid. Now look, we all know how King Von passed away in November of 2020 after an altercation ensued between him and a rapper by the name of Quando Rondo. Well, Charleston had a huge issue with King Von's passing, particularly because of how everyone began praising him after he died.
King Von was known to be a killer, a man who killed black people, a man who was accused of killing a black girl. So you mean to tell me he's celebrated, right? You got celebrities who take pictures in front of his mural. What about his victims' family? What about the people he's been accused of? Why don't y'all ever speak for them?
He claims that King Von deserved to die due to the fact he rapped about people he killed in his songs. One of the most notable people King Von was known for killing was a man by the name of Shondale Tuka Gregory, which, if you're well connected to the hip-hop genre, you know this as one of the most disrespected names in today's rap industry.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tuka was a 15-year-old kid who was waiting at a bus stop when a car pulled up and he was then shot multiple times, later pronounced as dead on the scene. However, today he's mostly known for being referenced on numerous songs from King Von, who used the phrase, smoking on Tuka, quite often.
Smoking on his Tuka pack and it's loud as f***, oh, not broke, Tuka ass getting on the bus. I know Tuka mad as hell, he probably tired of, but when I die,
although King Von was locked up multiple times for the people he killed, he was left free afterwards, leaving many people to think that he didn't actually commit these crimes. But Charleston claims this doesn't necessarily prove his innocence, since all the victims in the case ended up dead before the trial started.
He was released from jail on some murders. Not that he didn't do it, but because the victims came up dead.
It was things like this that made Charleston believe there should be no remorse for rappers like King Von.
A lot of people don't like the nature of how you've turned his death into almost a celebration.
Well, tell that to the Tukaville people that's been smoking Tuka. They did Tuka like that for 11 years. I never even knew who Tuka was until last year. I never knew even who Tuka was. So you mean to tell me we can Tuka for 11, 12 years, and his mother is over in the corner pleading. She's pleading. So you mean to tell me
It's okay for them to do that. But because our favorite rapper is now being mocked as he mocked a kid. Tuca was a kid, a 15-year-old kid who was killed. And no one ever came out and defended Tuca's mother. Let's look at his death. He had finally made it out of the ghetto. He had finally made it. He had just come home from beating murder cases, brother. Let's look at how serious this is. There are murder cases on his file that he beat. He gets released because the witnesses come up dead. Let's be real with this shit, homie. The witnesses came up dead. Black people. Nobody ever spoke about that.
Rightfully so, he got a lot of people mad with his comments, specifically those who were affiliated with King Von's Black Disciples gang and other rappers who were connected to him. But this only prompted Charleston to take it even further, since he knew they wouldn't do anything to him due to his connections with the police. And he did what he usually does. Charleston kept pushing it and pushing it, even bringing King Von's family into it at one point.
F*** Von, f*** King Von mama too. Yeah, f*** King Von mama, get your up out of here talking about some motherfucking King.
Bro was even saying that he hoped Melly died like King Von, since he also was said to have killed two of his best friends.
I be seeing a rapper holler free Melly. Homie, he killed two friends.
What's crazy is that so many people actually agree. If you check the comments on any of his videos, it's hard to find a single person who doesn't side with Charleston, despite the fact King Von is an extremely popular rapper with millions of fans across the world. 8 minutes of straight facts. We gotta protect this man at all costs. Now, the only people who seem to—
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Disagree were affiliates of King Von's, such as members from the O Block gangs, who would constantly warn Charleston that his comments on Von would get him killed, and told him he can never come to Chicago.
Hey, listen, I'm King Von.
Say what? King Von.
He had become such a massive target in Chicago that even the police refused to come out and defend him during one of his appearances.
My law enforcement friends and buddies advised me, don't go back to Chicago. Leave them alone. Don't even go. The money in Chicago, it ain't even worth it, homie.
This was abundantly clear when 600 Breezy, a Chicago drill rapper, confronted Charleston White unknowingly because he didn't like what he said about King Von. The confrontation showed that Charleston White's comments had really stirred things up and made people emotional, especially those close to Von. But in a video that surfaced after the confrontation, Charleston showed how serious he was about his comments by sticking his ground and doubling down, and even convincing him of his beliefs.
I don't want to understand. Like I said though, I respect Charleston White. He speaks for what he believes in. He feel like the shit we doing ain't right. I don't agree with none of this shit he's saying disrespectfully towards rappers and all that shit like that, but that be right on some of the shit he's saying. Be right on some of this you saying about we doing in our communities or whatever, but you not trying to help it though, Charleston. That was my point too.
What can you say? Bro is a menace. After the video made its rounds, Charleston White hopped onto social media to say he was prepared to call the cops on 600 Breezy when he felt threatened.
He was upset. He was very, very angry. I tried to call the police on him right then
and there. And 600 Breezy admitted that this is one of the reasons he backed off from messing with Charleston.
He's dangerous, bro. And he's dangerous for the fact that he'll throw a rock at you and then call the police on you. He a troll, bro. It's like, that's why don't nobody do nothing to him when they see him, because they know it.
From here, Charleston White would quadruple down on his King Von statements, constantly hopping in and out of live streams to diss Von and all gang members.
Death to all gang bangers. Death to all gang bangers. We killing Crips. We killing Bloods.
We shooting GDs and BDs in their head and in back of their head. Die like King Von. Die like Nipsey Hussle. Then kick that in the head.
And whenever he was threatened, he would always just turn to calling the police instead of escalating the beef or turning to acts of violence. Which was actually the case when he allegedly got three O Block members arrested.
I want to make a confession. Now, I've been keeping this a secret. I put three O Block in jail.
Do y'all see that name right there? Them names and booking numbers. No bullshit. And watch the dates.
He even got a rapper named PMG God to serve 20 years in prison in July of 2022.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
2. After Charleston clashed with his dad, OG Percy, arguing that Percy's past as an old gang member sets a bad example for young people.
OG Percy, right? He's a Crip, right?
Yeah.
And you feel as though...
You're a 52-year-old Crip. That's not shameful. All your children have been to jail. You smoking weed on camera with your kids with guns, and they just coming home from jail.
That's when a rapper by the name of PMG God came out claiming that he didn't like how Charleston was speaking about his father, so he made threats against Charleston. Upon digging deeper, Charleston discovered that PMG was out on bail and literally called the cops on him, telling them that PMG was threatening his life. That same night, the police arrested PMG and was eventually sentenced to 20 years in prison.
And we made sure PMG, Percy Jr., PMG, he won't be home for about another 15 years. So we ain't got to worry about PMG no more. Y'all, 20 years. Ooh, that's a long time.
There's no way around it. He was a certified snitch, making statements saying that Young Thug was going to snitch in 6 months after the YSL Rico case got him and 28 other YSL members locked up, saying that Tekashi 6ix9ine did nothing wrong for snitching on an entire Bloods gang, getting some people locked up for over 30 years, even claiming that he wants to start a youth snitching program, teaching kids how to snitch. Sometimes, he would get people to snitch on themselves, as was the case when he called the cops on two rappers named Quick Flip Vino and Flo Malcolm, who claimed that he was banned from coming to Atlanta.
So then another nigga made a video and said, if Flo Malcolm say you can't come, that really scared the shit out of me. And then he said, I better not catch you nowhere. Zone 1, Zone 2, Zone 3. And I can't beat all these niggas. I'm supposed to go to Atlanta next week. So I told my people, say, you think you can call that prosecutor's office down there? Oh, man, I'm terrified. And these are gang members. So yeah, man, I contacted the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, Miss Fannie Willis, and told I want to press charges. So on who? These guys from Atlanta? So
he would then trick them into thinking he was in Atlanta when he was actually in Miami, and the FBI closely watched anyone who threatened Charleston since he was such a huge target.
So I was on Facebook going live at the Trump Resort, showing the Trump Towers, the Miami Beach. Then I was running on Instagram and YouTube acting like I'm in Atlanta. Now they don't know this is a real Rico case. This is how dumb it is, homie. It's Rico cases in Atlanta. You got Atlanta gang members going online making gang threats as if these people not watching. Yeah. And not only that, the motherfucking video about to get 1 million views. So it ain't like I'm calling the police. They notified authorities because they were so bold with their threats. See, at this point, homie, I'm just as big as
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Rappers. So if you think law enforcement, if you think FBI agents, if you think Homeland Security ain't watching laughing and thinking I'm funny too. So when the gang members go online and self-identify themselves as a gang member, homie, that's against the law. Not only that, I'm a real community activist.
Okay.
See, that's what people keep forgetting because they keep getting caught up into the character. In their mind, they believe I'm in Atlanta. I go online and say, yeah, I'm going to be at Magic City KOD tonight.
Okay.
Guess what these just do? They go up to Magic City looking for me, recording themselves. They show themselves in Magic City. We've been inside looking for them. We've been outside looking for them. That boy ain't here. Say, yo, y'all got a celebrity named Chuck. That's when they broke the law. But now y'all are actively looking for me as gang members. And in Atlanta, they got a zero tolerance for gang activity. Anything gang, you get a no bone. Look how stupid niggas is. The FBI called his quick flip Vino. Call him. Say, bruh, we saw that video you made the other day. You had a gun in it. You just got out of federal prison. You sure you want to be doing it? Yes, oh, yes, sir. Well, he be threatening us. No, he don't be threatening y'all. Y'all are threatening him, and he responding to threats. Yes, sir. Hang up. Yeah, don't be having no more. Detectives called my phone. He thought it was a gang. He was arrested 2 days later with no bone. I ain't called the police on the broke into jail.
Another Chicago rapper, King Yella, learned firsthand after Charleston called his daughter an ugly during one of his classic rants. He was understandably pissed and let it be known in a Say Cheese interview.
I see him, I'ma smack the fuck out of him though. Not punch him, I'ma smack him, I swear to God.
Once he'd gotten Yella riled up, Charleston phoned the Nevada PD and tried to get Yella locked up for a parole violation.
And this guy has went on a major platform and made terroristic threats and said that he's going to bring physically and bodily harm to me.
Now, when it comes to staying alive, snitching is just the tip of the iceberg in Charleston's arsenal. He's also known for being well-equipped with an entire collection of weapons to protect himself.
I keep this in the bag just in case you really want some trouble.
It seemed like the turning point in Charleston's mind, where he began to realize that he could be killed for what he's doing with rappers, was his beef with Soulja Boy. This came around after he downplayed the former teen star's street cred.
I want to remind Soulja Boy, you ain't got no ops.
After a war with words ensued online for a while, the beef came to a head at Rolling Loud Miami when Soulja Boy and 11 of his homies popped out of a Sprinter to check Charleston for what he said. Allegedly, they wanted to just talk, but Charleston didn't hesitate to let his mace fly.
His first reaction was, ah, bruh, did you just mace me?
You ran Pepper like, that shit crazy, bro.
This moment taught him that rappers are actually aware of him. And this is when he started taking self-defense a lot more seriously.
In my mind, homie, the Soulja Boy.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Jay-Z's, they not paying me no attention. That Soulja Boy incident,
really just showed me, man, you really need to tighten up. Because that really could have went. I could have got a good ass kicking.
After that interaction, the gun-toting, pepper-spraying, pig-poking Charleston, with more weapons than Batman's utility belt, was born. The Soulja Boy incident happened in July of 2022, and by that November, he was pulling out the gat during an interview with DJ University when discussions turned to King Von's mom.
Y'all, I keep a gun for whatever.
Charleston has plenty of guns and has shown them during various videos, but it's his non-lethal weapons that have caused the biggest stir.
My mace even got a red beam on it. So then, this is my police taser. Except mine ain't got the cutoff switch. I can let your ass have it for 15 minutes. This girl. It's the mace gun. It shoot 25 feet.
Although he's always full of bravado, it seems like Charleston is getting a little too jumpy these days. So would I if so many people had threatened to kill me. He recently pepper sprayed his opponent at a weigh-in for a celebrity boxing match. He then pulled out the pig poker, which is basically just a big knife, when they had an altercation about Charleston's disrespect towards Nipsey Hussle. Later that same weekend, he had to pepper spray another group of thugs for doing the same thing.
Oh, why you spraying? Why the spraying?
It's not even limited to gangsters at this point. It's anytime things get a little tense. He even tried to mace Aiden Ross's friend Prime on a recent live stream.
What you gonna do?
As Charleston has gotten increasingly edgy, his popularity has exploded, and this creates a dangerous predicament for him. Because when the shock value wears off, you need to keep upping the ante, and at this rate, it's only going in one direction. Just look at Maxo Cream's attempt to ward rappers off from beefing with Charleston for fear of what might go down. Y'all better leave Charleston White alone before his old ass put one of y'all on a shirt. Stay woke. Don't get tricked out of your position. Now more famous than he probably ever dreamed of, Charleston is in a unique position. While all the drama keeps him in the spotlight he craves, he's now constantly having to remind people that it's an act and shouldn't be taken too seriously.
I'm on here bullshit, putting the gun to the phone. I'm trying to get into Hollywood. I'm doing all kind of shit. It's called content creation.
And he's even claimed that his end goal is to just get rich. But now that he's at a stage where he can't even go to Houston because the police won't protect him from Jay Prince, and he stated that the FBI told him not to go to Chicago without security, he's clearly blurred the line a little far between the real man and the exaggerated version. By now, playing with fire is basically a profession for Charleston. But the problem is, where can it possibly go from here but back?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.